Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right.
Welcome to show number 34, Big Foamy Head, the Lost Coast Beer Show.
Today we have a ton of beers and a ton of food.
And we got some good music. We've been working on the food just to try and get through it. We got smoked everything. And we have a special guest, the lovely and talented Groucho from the Beer Report.
The Beer Report.
As part of our new segment, Reach Out and Touch a Podcast.
And we mean that.
That's right. So you want to, let's just go ahead and jump right into it and listen to our musings with Groucho from the Beer Report.
Hope you enjoy.
Now beat!
All right. So we're joined by Groucho from
the Beer Report.
So. Hey, hello all.
Hey, y'all. How are you?
you got
a redneck.
You got to draw it out.
I'm sorry. I can't even fake it, honestly.
Well, there's nothing worse than a fake Southern accent.
Well, yeah. You can do Illinois. You basically clog your nose.
You know, how you do it?
We're the perfect translation of English here in the Midwest. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
All the great radio announcers and sports announcers are from St. Louis and Chicago. Haven't you noticed that?
I did not know that.
I just made that up. But
okay.
It sounded good, though.
We make up facts all the time.
That's all right.
And we enjoy it.
We hardly ever get anything right, but we sound very convincing when we say it.
Someday when you have millions of listeners, somebody will probably call you out, but until then it probably won't happen.
We'll have millions of listeners, sponsors, our own apparel line.
That's right.
Yeah, that won't be happening too soon.
But we did get corrected once. The guy who sent us in how to pronounce Hefeweizen. Of course, we laughed at him and kept saying it wrong. Because we can do that.
Well, our last show, I couldn't remember how to say hors d'oeuvres. So I said, horse?
Well, you call it hors d'oeuvres. Not correct. You said they're horse. They're called horse d'oeuvres.
Yeah. I have no excuse, though.
I think you'd had a beer.
Well, I was reading, and I wasn't translating as I was reading.
That's right.
Because I can't read and listen and think about what I'm saying all at the same time. So,
I'm thinking back to the listeners thing, getting offended people. You could smooth out everything and gain valuable listeners by just having Susan on the show more.
Hey, we called her, but she had to go to some club thing tonight. Yeah, I know. We need her back on here.
Not one of the pillow fight things.
It was the same group.
Yeah. I think they're up to 2 or 3 times a week they meet now. I don't know what that means.
She said she was within walking distance of the beer studio here, so
she may pop her
head in eventually.
Yeah.
She would die to know that we talk to you alive.
Yeah, she really does want to.
You've made a big convert out of her.
Really?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I was going to get her to call Chud and be the girl from Florida.
Oh, my God.
that he ranted about for
Have
a
you
while.
Ever listened to his drunk dial?
Yeah, no, have you ever heard
call,
that?
Yeah, no, sign up for the confrontation board, and one of the special episodes you can listen to is Chud's drunk dial. You only get one side of the conversation.
Okay.
That's
make sure Susan hears that before she dives into that project.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I think she could hold her own. She does pretty good.
It
would be interesting.
And if things get real ugly, we'll get Jamie in on it.
Okay. Now, the way I understand it, you guys live like in a giant lakeside trailer park there. Y'all...
Yeah,
different lots
that's it. We got a triple wide. Hey, I'm up on blocks and everything. I planted hedges around. I'm not planning on driving off anytime soon.
Excellent. The carport, is that where you guys sitting right now?
No, we're indoors.
Oh, yeah.
We're down in the storm cellar.
Yeah, that's right. Or the root cellar.
Root, yeah.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad.
No. Dick has one of these swanky lakeside houses. So
does he now?
Yeah. Well,
with the
Somebody's
life is good. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, that sounds right. Nice. What are you guys drinking tonight?
We're on to the Lost Coast. That's going to be our beer for the evening, our brewer that we're featuring.
Right. Lost Coast Brewery. Right?
You're doing all Lost Coast tonight?
Yeah, we've got three of them.
Some California beers.
That's right. Pretty light for three different styles for you guys.
I know. I was going to bring over two Baltics I have, but they're the big 750-milliliter bottles.
And we got a couple other Californias that we may tap into if we get on a roll. But Great White is out of Eureka, California, which is, I think that's southern.
Owned by two women brewers. And if you listen to Jeff and Greg from Craft Beer Radio, this is the What Beer Am I for their last segment. Yeah.
Really?
So I don't think I listened to the last. No, the last segment was the homebrew experiment, and then they did the extreme brew before that. They have a new show out since then?
No, this was like two shows ago. It was the What Beer Am I from that episode. And so you can call
in. It was the
last
show Rick listened to.
And win an award because it's Lost Coast Great White Beer.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's pretty good.
It is.
It's a, what is it? It just says it's a beer. It doesn't specify what it is. Great White Beer.
Well, it's a light citrus-like beer. It's made with two-row malted barley, unmalted wheat, coriander, a secret blend of Humboldt herbs. Crystal clear mountain water and ale yeast.
It's pretty light. I mean, it's one you could drink quick. And it says
for
on
breakfast.
There, beer with natural flavors added. Yeah, this is something to get out of bed.
To serve, we suggest you pour all but the last two fingers of the beer in your favorite glass, swirl the remaining contents in a vigorous circular motion.
Uh-huh.
Chant the affirmation of your choice, and then pour the delicious, nutritious yeast into your glass. So it's bottle fermented. I think it's like a Hefeweizen.
Yeah. And this is is that, a 20 ounce, 22 ounce, or is that a 16 ounce?
1 pint, 6 fluid ounces.
Okay, there you go, 22 ouncer. So these are good sized beers.
Yeah.
Have you found a way to swirl and look masculine at the same time?
Swirl? No.
We don't worry about the masculine part.
Yeah, we shake it hard and pop the top and shoot it until it blows out our ears.
You just hose off the trailer, probably.
That's right. Do a trailer style.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some of that pasture turf grass in the living room there.
Well, yeah, we don't put on airs, though. Just because we got AstroTurf doesn't mean we're better than you.
Okay. Yeah, the dirt floor Midwest here.
Well, yeah, I know. But you're probably wearing shoes and everything.
Oh, dude, I'm sitting there, and I'm not going to tell you, never mind.
Okay. Cool. Lounging around in the thong or something like
that. Yeah. What are you wearing, Rick? Tell me.
What's your beverage of choice tonight?
Groucho? I'm drinking a Liney Original.
All right. That's good stuff.
Anything go wrong with that?
No, anybody who listens to the beer report knows that Liney's is my favorite beer. There's nothing exceptional in any direction, but it's a great lager and just quality every time you open a bottle.
So. Well, they've been around forever.
Well, I like the Liney's Dark, and I remember you guys didn't particularly care for that.
I'm going to have to retry that. I love Liney, and the best part about a lot of their flavored beers is you can taste the Liney underneath everything, but that creamy dark to me just did not dive right. I don't know.
You had the apple one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we drank, we did a Leinenkugel shot. And
I commented on it.
Oh, yeah.
That was my affirmation,
Phil. Yeah, that's right, you did. The apple was, that could have gone either way for you.
Yeah, we were blown away by it.
You heat it up, it's pretty good.
I can't imagine heating a beer. I never have. I don't think I ever will.
In a punch,
no, we did not.
We heated up, put it in the punch bowl with little decorative cups. And, some lemon slices around.
Some celery with peanut butter.
There you go. Yeah, dip your sandwich in there. Good for you.
You guys are really raising the bar down there, I'll tell you.
We're trying. We're doing our best to bring some culture into this town, no matter how much they resist.
Oh, shoot.
Well, we got to give Chud some fodder. We got to affirm his prejudices.
We're just acting like dumbasses to give Chad some material. Chud.
Chud, Chad,
hey,
whatever.
There goes the beer right there. You just heard it kick in.
Yes, I did.
I think I got a 50-50 shot of him listening anyway. So,
all right. So, what's your next show on?
We just recorded our next show, and We got really stupid and just picked out some beers based on titles, which you probably shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And the last beer of the night was the Maudite. I don't know if you guys have had that.
Oh, Maudite from Unibrew.
Yeah, we love Unibrew.
Yeah, it means the damned.
Yeah, I don't...
Are those one of the metal brews? That,
yeah.
Yeah, do you guys like that beer?
Yeah, well, yes. I like that whole brewery. Did it? Well, but Maudite's kind of... That's kind of one of those acquired taste, I guess. It could go either way.
Well, I'm telling you, we have done just about every beer, and we can find something to like in every beer.
Yeah.
And as much as that Maudite or Maudite should have been a quality beer for us, it did not go down right.
Didn't?
It,
yeah.
No, we've never had a beer that got poured, but that one got poured out.
You're kidding.
I swear to God.
And that's like 9% alcohol beer you're pouring out, too.
I know. Oh, believe me, I was about ready to cry for the whole event. But
I'd have held my nose and poured it down just on principle.
Yeah, it should be out this week. So.
Wow.
No.
I can't believe you didn't like that, though.
It might have been skunk because, honestly, after we had probably a half glass of that each, we tried to have a couple other beers after that, and that beer was hanging around our mouth. It really
ruined the rest of the beers for you.
It did. I've never had a beer do that, no matter how strong it is.
You know, I broke down and I got a Hobgoblin the other day. I've had Hobgoblin before, and it's okay.
Yeah. That's the one y'all loved, right?
Yeah, you guys went on about that.
We had that before.
Mine was skunked. It was awful. But I did not waste it. But
they're in clear bottles. And I think a couple months ago when they first started coming to the States, they were probably pretty fresh. But I wonder how many have been sitting on the shelves now. In the
there's no telling. Because they show up around Halloween.
Do they?
Yeah, they got that. Yeah, we got this in part of the grocery store. They've got that.
And then we had the Monty Python.
Brew.
And the Monty Python
the
was
Holy
just
Ale.
Awful.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that.
But we had that Belgian the last show that was kind of nasty that we drank in.
Yeah, we did the 8.
And they were just like raving about this, you know, this
was it West Mall 8, I think?
Was it sort of the Rochefort?
But
it was just like damn near undrinkable.
I mean,
we tried, you know, being good Catholic boys and everything. We tried.
Dick was saying it was earthy.
Yeah, in which, I mean, it tastes like dirt.
And that was probably being generous. Yeah.
But it was one of those that just kind of hung in your taste buds for a while and up.
I will say one thing with the Hobgoblin, that we are probably more nostalgic on that beer than anything. We actually went to that brewery in England.
Wycliffe or something like that?
Yeah, the Wycliffe Brewery. And, so for us, it's probably... And we got to drink right off of the cask ale that they had, which is godlike. And here in the Midwest, I don't know about Memphis, but cask ale is unheard of. Just can't get it.
You mean it's directly out of the cask?
Yeah, hand-pumped.
Yeah. We have a microbrew that does that. They have a... every day, 5:45... They go around during 5 o'clock. They start. If you're in there, you're drinking a beer, you get a ticket, and they draw the ticket at 5:45, and whoever's holding it gets to tap the cask with a big mallet.
No way.
Yeah, they pound the thing in there, and they get the first class. And they sell.
So you get
to
unbung the cask.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool. But here in Peoria, there's nothing like that. There is no cask ales with. I mean, I'd probably have to drive to Muncie. You know, to the Good Beer Show would be about the closest thing, or Chicago or St. Louis.
Well, it sounds like you have a good beer store, at least.
Yeah, there's a big chain, and they have a wall of beer, and then there's a couple beer stores in Pekin and some other places. So we can get our hands on just about anything that's distributed in the area. Just the bars themselves are lacking in brew pubs and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of the situation here. You know, the guy we mentioned before on the show is our distributor friend, he's trying to single-handed change that. And one of the neat things he's doing is he'll get small batches and he'll throw it out there on the restaurants. And if you know about this, you can go up and say, what have you got that's not on the menu? So kind of nice, you know, and he encourages us to spread the word on that.
That's cool. Yeah, I wish there was more people like that in our area. I think it's just an education process. This is a big union area. I don't know what it is, you know, down there, but blue collar union workers, you know, are the majority of most people in the Peoria and area. And those people grew up with the Pabst factory in Peoria. And you're not going to get those people to change over to some craft beer, no matter where it's made or, you know, how good it is. Those people are hardcore stuck in their ways.
So they're drinking to save jobs, right?
Hmm?
They're drinking to save jobs, right?
Oh, the worst part is Pabst went out of business here 20 years ago.
Okay.
And they still drink the shit. I'm sorry. I swore on the show.
That's okay.
Well, that's how long we were going to keep you on until you you dropped a bomb on us.
Finally, finally broke you. He said shoot earlier. It's like, oh, my God, we've ruined him.
Well, that's one thing we try to caution our listeners when they go visit your site that sometimes y'all get a little explicit.
I loved it when Susan mentioned us on the last show. You guys really kind of hushed her down both, all three times. You're like,
she wouldn't shut up.
She was going on and on about y'all.
That's right. And doing her little dance in her chair when she talked about you.
Oh, really, sweet.
That's why I'm saying you guys got a convert there.
Yeah.
I wish there was a way we could get her in on the fun here. But
we'll try next time.
It's probably more fun just to hear our show than actually to sit and talk to us live, actually.
Yeah.
Well, your shows are great. I enjoy them immensely.
Yeah, they're really
I try not to laugh out loud too much when
well, I'm supposed to be.
Well, I tell you, my wife absolutely hates your show. So that right there tells you you're doing something right.
Yeah,
because
but that's
everything she hates good. Is always turning out really good for everybody else.
You know, right.
That's how she buys clothes for me. She says, I hate this shirt. Happy birthday.
Oh, there you go. So that's the one you'll get all the compliments on.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Right. So. You should have her pick out your beers.
Yeah, really. She thinks they all taste like bile, so she doesn't doesn't care for beer.
Groucho, reason we're reaching out to you and to other shows that we like is there's so damn many podcasts out there. Who knows what's a good show?
Right.
So once we find one, you know, we try and direct our listeners over to it.
Back at you guys. We try to make comments and stuff on our site, and I try to mention you on the show, but I just never know what Chud's going to say, so I got to behave.
Yeah, that's part of the attraction, though, right?
Exactly. No, I appreciate the effort, and I think
dedicated listeners will go to the confrontation board, and we have some amount of presence there. So.
Yeah, you do. You guys are representing for the Memphis area there.
It's a good site.
For the Mafia. What are they, the 2-5 Mafia or something like
3-6.
Whatever. 2-5-3-6. Okay.
Our Academy Award winning.
It's hard out here for a podcast.
You need to, that's a Logan. Or slogan right there, bud.
That's right. That's us.
If you could just find someone to write a rap song.
That's it.
All right. Well, Groucho, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right. We'll see you.
Have a good one.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay, and that great interview with Groucho. We sorry we missed Chud, but not that sorry.
No, we're not really all that sorry.
And
we enjoy listening to Chud, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is they're a great show, and we encourage everybody to listen to it, but listen to us first. So we started the show. You might have noticed it opened a little different instead of our loud, I'm going to get me a beer, and who's asked I have to kick to get myself a beer.
I've got that memorized.
Yeah, I know. Well, we do that in church. I opened the show, though. I've got this great CD that no one can buy because it's a private label CD, but it is a collection of Memphis classics, and that was one that you don't really hear anywhere. It's called Memphis Soul Stew from King Curtis, and you know, who knows, maybe you'll hear it in its entirety one of these days down the road. But we've got some more of that coming up, some more Memphis Soul classics off the Memphis Soul Classics CD. And like Rick said earlier, we just had some show food and something different. We got a recipe for one of the things Rick brought over, the smoked oysters. And
I got that. I have to give a shout-out to James Spencer and his show.
Right. Basic Brewing Radio.
Basic Brewing Radio.
Or basicbrewing.com/radio.
And the reason that I got excited about doing some smoked oysters is they had a video segment where they were serving smoked oysters.
Okay.
And it just kind of, I've got some of those in the closet. So I went ahead and prepared that as a snack.
Oh, so this is closet food? You didn't tell
me. Well,
that.
The oysters can stay in a can for an awfully long time.
Well, on the other hand, went to the grocery store and bought fresh food. And made a smoked salmon quesadilla. And I couldn't find my camera, so I used the video camera. So in addition to the podcast, we now also have our first video cast. You can watch how this is made in real time. It's just like 24, only food, and there is beer involved. That's all I'm going to tell you. You'll have to go watch the makings of it. It's about 7-8 minutes. That's all it took to make smoked salmon quesadillas. And Rick brought over some of his ribs and turkey, and you've got some smoked salmon in there too.
Last weekend was Easter, and I pretty much had the smoker going all weekend.
You smoked every animal you could lay your hands on.
Except for beef.
And right, yeah.
I didn't put a cow in the smoker.
We got quite the spread, and as you heard with our interview, we worked through the first of some great beers from Lost Coast.
Lost Coast, and that's from Eureka, California. So I got a little bit of the backstory on Lost Coast Brewery. It says, what started the Lost Coast Brewery? A great idea in 1986 from two young women. When Wendy Pound and Barbara Groom thought, what could be better than making your own beer? Well, making your own beer and selling it. They got their hops in a row and walked away from their 9-to-5 jobs to pursue their beer brewing dreams. So, okay. You know, it's kind of interesting in that it's a female-owned brewery.
Yeah, and I have no idea what the percentage of female-owned breweries are, but I bet it's in the single digits, and that's great. I mean, this is a quality beer.
Just Brewmaster.
This is a very good beer.
So during the musical break, we tapped into the Alley Cat Amber Ale, and I think it's downright tasty beer.
It's very good. It's very good, and it's you know, apparently they don't really go overboard on the descriptions on the bottle so much as the label, right? They're very decorative labels, but it says Amber Ale. Right.
Well, it says full-flavored amber ale made with roasted caramel malt and spicy German and American hops.
It is a hoppy beer.
Yeah.
It's like an amber IPA almost. I mean, it's got a little bit of that sweetness, but it's hopped.
We're drinking from are 1.6 fluid ounces.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, too. They're not little bottles. Yeah. So it's very good, very good. Have you got the specs on them?
Well, it just has a little bit more from the website. It says it's richly colored and medium-bodied. Alley Cat is an assertive blend of malts and a sprightly something cascade of hops.
And I don't see an alcohol content on any of this. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. They do have a nice, clever little, I don't know if you call this a born-on date, but they mark it on the side of each beer. I can't tell what that says, but mine has March 5th, so I'm either drinking it just in time or way too late. But it's pretty good, so I've got to assume I'm drinking it just in time. And we got some other things going on, right? Got some.
Well, we have some news, and
okay. And we also are going to talk a little bit about the music fest. So I've got this one that you handed me about because you know, we're all up into the rap scene and the music and movie scene here in Memphis, which I'm sure we've touched on that before. This is a cheap place to make movies, and we've had a lot of movies come out here. Some of them, obviously, Hustle and Flow got a lot of play, and The Firm back in the day got that. So it's here Memphis filmmaker Craig Brewer is recording the music for his next movie called Black Snake Moan. It's been 6 weeks since his 2005 film, Hustle and Flow, won an Oscar for Best Original Song. And the new blues-based soundtrack that's coming out for his new movie, Black Snake Moan, will have some of the genre's top musicians who began recording in Memphis last week. Black Snake Moan follows the life of a troubled young woman, played by Christina Ricci, who you remember as Wednesday Adams from the Adams Family, and she got older and cuter. And
I think she's kind of cute. Yeah.
The last place I saw her, and she's really starting to look pretty good now, was on that Grey's Anatomy, the episode they had where she played a paramedic who had stuck her hand inside this guy to pull out someone that this guy got shot in this reenactment incident.
Was that her or someone that looked like her?
That was her.
Oh, okay.
She's grown up nicely. But her demons apparently are chased away by the blues, as of course that's what they're there for. But you got a list here of musicians recording the soundtrack: Memphis blues legend Charlie Musselwhite on harmonica, Jim Dickinson on keyboard, Dickinson's sons, who are the North Mississippi All-Stars founders and members of that, Luther Dickinson and Cody Dickinson, and Memphis-based 3-6 Mafia won the Oscar for Best Original Song, but they apparently aren't on the soundtrack. So, you know, it sounds pretty good.
Well, I'm actually looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. So enough about the movies.
Memphis movies.
Yeah.
I don't think they're as big an industry as you might think they are, but
well, no, they're not.
At least we've got a couple of them here.
We do, and there's it's a great place for independent films. It's cheap. The film commission falls all over themselves to give you permits. And, of course, you know, one of our favorites we saw was shot here, the Johnny Cash one.
Yes, that was a very good one.
And we know we got this one going on. We got some
and we're not alone in that it won several awards.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So really quality stuff. So I guess they don't have to mass produce anything. So let's take a musical break and play something else. I got so many to choose from, I just can't make up my mind.
Remember, this is the CD you cannot buy.
Right. So. Yeah, it's great. I wish you could buy it because it was really good.
We encourage you to look for the artists that we play.
Yeah, look for these artists. This is off the Memphis Soul Classics, which is not for sale, unfortunately. So I'm going to play this one. This, to me, is, I think, one of the best songs ever written by anyone. And it's Otis Redding, and I saw this song performed by the Commitments from the movie of the same name, The Commitments. And nobody even comes close to this. This is Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah. While she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. Got the drop, man, that drop, little legend.
So we're back.
All right.
And we're into our third and last Lost Coast that we have for the evening. It's certainly not the last that they make, but
no, good stuff.
This is the Raspberry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Very, very good. This is one the girls would like this.
It's well, I like it
raspberry.
Too. It's a fruit beer.
Yeah.
Chocolate brown ale with the essence of ripe red raspberries made with malted barley, chocolate and caramel malt, hops, and natural raspberry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberry brown is perishable. Keep refrigerated. And you know, I've noticed a lot of beers are doing that lately.
Yeah, telling you,
it's like this is a living product, or you know, keep whatever.
Yeah, well, it's a great beer,
which means it has yeast in it.
Yeah,
so.
And it's got a nice head on it. It is definitely a brown ale, and you can taste both the brown ale, typical brown ale elements, and the raspberries.
As with most fruit beers, you get a really good aroma coming off.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Head. So it's got a nice thick head also.
So speaking of good beers and thick heads, you got a beer going, right?
Yeah.
Or going to get one going?
I've ordered it was racking my brain over the weekend trying to buy or figure out what beer I'm going to brew to commemorate taxes. So this will be my official tax beer. And for some reason, I just settled on a German Alt beer.
Now, was this celebrating paying them or dodging them?
Just the whole concept of giving away my money.
That's right. I mean, it makes you feel good all over, doesn't it?
And I hate to be a name dropper, but, you know, through emails with James, he recommends that I pour some of it on the ground.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's my beer to commemorate taxes. So
that's right.
So, I will do that. I will ceremonially pour some on the ground.
Maybe we can get that on tape.
Yeah,
we've
entered
a new era of big foamy head.
We'll have like a funeral dirge going on
There you go. We can get like the lonely shot of you in the parking lot with the sunset behind you pouring beer on the ground. It'll be real dramatic. Maybe we can get 3-6 Mafia to do the soundtrack behind you. Who knows?
Well, maybe the garage sale we're having this weekend in the neighborhood will help offset some of the
costs.
That's
right. And we've got to plug that. The big garage sale. And what was it you so eloquently put it?
This is the big chance for us to celebrate being white trash.
Yeah. That's right.
You haul all your junk out to the curb and hope somebody comes by and buys it from you.
That's right.
So they can load up their garage with our junk.
That's right. One man's trash is another man's $2.50.
And I'm pretty sure that this is a uniquely American, uniquely white people thing.
Well,
I've heard comedians making fun of this before.
Yeah. And it's suburbia, too.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, it's just, what are these people thinking?
Well, we're looking forward to people being out at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
For a garage sale that opens at 8.
Yeah. So they're going to be banging on your door, wanting
Where's
you to
junk?
Come out, and they're going to be making the offer. Yeah. And this is not just one, though, right?
Actually, come by my house because my wife's giving away half her furniture.
It's neighborhood wide, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's what makes it
well,
even
Well, we're only
more...
allowed to do it on certain times when our entire neighborhood gets together.
So
to
this is even worse of a spectacle. It's not just one. It's an entire neighborhood. So that means people are going to be walking through yards, ringing doorbells. Where's your stuff? I'm not participating.
So I'm going to fire up the turkey cooker and brew a batch of beer while all this is going on.
There you go.
I think it's an
opportunity to sell home brews, you know?
Another thing going on this weekend, we have the Vesta Home Show down in
right, and I'm sure they've got to do
downtown.
This elsewhere. That's another where people go and look at other people's houses to get ideas that they will never ever do on their own homes.
Well, it's what the builders are putting together for this year, so
to showcase
this time it's apartments and condos.
And it's
that are available downtown,
and that's completely different. Usually,
and some of those places
on
a bluff. Memphis is known as the Bluff City because, surprisingly, it's on a bluff. Anyway, some of these condos and apartments downtown are going into millions of dollars.
Yeah, they're high dollar. And we got Sybil Shepherd lives down there, and I don't know who else is hanging
that's
over
enough.
The
If yeah, Sybil Shepherd lives there,
but
who
the
would
river,
not want to live
the
there?
The riverfront is in the downtown area. They're trying to turn it into the must-be place.
It's fairly prime real estate.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice, and they've done this in different regions, and it's pretty, it's benefited everywhere they've ever done it. And out here, they used to do it, and then everybody moved out here. And
if I were a single man, I'd probably want to live closer to downtown.
Oh, man, yeah. That's big fun. Downtown, Bill Street, the river, you got some of everything. So that's a big deal going on down here. It's getting that time of year. You know, we're getting into it's got to be one of my favorite times of year in Memphis. You've got all these outdoors type of events. You've got Memphis in May, my favorite month coming up. We're going to be at the river, right?
We
going down there and
have purchased or in the process of purchasing our music festival tickets.
And we're going to smuggle in a tape recorder and see if we can't get some blackmail evidence and bring it back to the show. And who knows what I will.
Try and round up a designated driver or two and go down and have a big time.
Right. So it's a big deal. I encourage everybody who listens. You got to come to Memphis during May. And you can't go wrong. Any weekend. It's a music festival. It's a barbecue festival. It's a Sunset Symphony. It's just something going on every single weekend. And it's just fantastic. And if you can't get here, watch it on television. The barbecue contest is always on the Food Network, several other channels.
The Today Show sometimes does a little segment on it.
They always come down here. Al Roker is always here and always broadcasting either for Food Network or for Today Show. So it's guaranteed. You know, money.
It sounds a little hicky, but it's big dot deal.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge thing. And so so what else we got going on?
We have an update on our little Texas story where they were going in busting folks in the bar.
So, because we were kind of ranting about that. And apparently the power of the podcast has swayed the law enforcement authorities in San Antonio, Texas. It says a controversial Texas program sent undercover agents into bars to arrest drunks has been halted after a firestorm of protest from the public. They mean us. The Texas ABC Alcohol Beverage Commission has temporarily suspended what it called Operation Last Call, even though it still believes it was worthwhile. Yeah.
It's just plain wrong.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
You don't go in a bar to arrest people for drinking.
And so they've got the commission spokeswoman, Carolyn Beck, said that most of the arrests in the sting operations had been dangerously drunk and might have tried to drive if TABC agents had not busted them.
They may have committed a crime. They didn't. We'll arrest them anyways.
Yeah. What was that you were telling me about?
The minority report. Saw on TV like last week. So
yeah,
I watched that again. Yeah.
So the program.
I love the last line on this. Good.
This is the Houston Chronicle found that 1,740 people across the state had been arrested for public intoxication in Operation Last Call.
1,740 people who were rousted out of a bar and thrown in jail.
Yeah.
For doing something that's perfectly legal.
In the bar. Right?
Can you say cash machine?
Yeah, that's ka-ching,
ka-ching.
Yeah. Well, they got their money. They paid for the new cars or headlights or whatever they were trying to raise money for.
You know, if I were one of those 1,700 people, I would want a T-shirt saying, I got busted by Operation Last Call. You know,
or they could go file a class action lawsuit. All those 1,740 people.
A clever lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of harassing homeowners association, might go out and pursue
that. Violation of civil rights and freedom for, right to assemble?
That's all right.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything in the Constitution specifically about drinking beer, but I'm sure it's an oversight on their part. The framers of the Constitution.
Well, I know that the founding fathers brewed beer because I got pictures of it.
It was a given.
Yeah.
You don't have to write that down.
George Washington did.
That's right.
Thomas Jefferson did.
Yep. All of them did.
Yeah, they made their own beer.
Sam Adams. Didn't he have something to do with beer?
Yes, he did. It's family recipe.
That's right.
All right.
So enough of that. This is where we need our theme music. So we'll play our Green Acres fife and drum music in the background. Yeah.
And get people all fired up
and
marching.
Well, we're getting
and
in here.
Saluting
and
the flag. And
that's right.
God blessing America.
We'll sing protest songs and storm the San Antonio City Hall.
We shall overcome.
So, we had some great beers and
good conversation with Groucho.
Yeah, that was really fun. And we look forward to talking to him some more and some of the other podcasts. I do want to plug one more podcast that we just learned about. I talked to Charlie, the beer guy, earlier, and he unfortunately couldn't join us tonight. Hopefully, we'll have him on the next show. His website is called Speaking of Beer. You can go to iTunes, search for beer. He's in there. and encourage you to take a listen to him. And we got our eye on a couple of other up-and-comers because you got me to looking at this because you said there's 100 of them out
there. Not trying to be name droppers. We're trying to weed through
That's right.
You shuffle through the weeds, basically.
Yeah, we want to, you know, no, this is not a competition. We want to share. We appreciate a good beer shows, much as the next guy. But some of these guys, they pop up, do a show, go away.
Yeah.
So we try and Groucho, you know, in our off-air comments, he's the same way. So we all encourage you to listen to everything. But Charlie the Beard Guy, he's a pretty interesting cat. He's got some things to say, and we got our eye on a couple of others. So I told him I'd throw in a plug for him, and hopefully we'll all just be on the same bandwagon.
Check out these beers from Eureka. They're very good.
Yeah, the Lost
Kudos
Coast
to those girls.
Brewery. It's fantastic beers. There's not a one that's not flavorful. I mean, these are great beers.
These are real good.
And I think I'm going to have to shop for some more of these to bring back for my next trip out to California. And I guess we need to wind it up, call it a show. And since we were protesting here just a minute ago, we're going to leave out with this radical protest group from Memphis called the Staple Singers, and Respect Yourself. See you next time.
Bye. Drive safe.
If you